Blog Talk Radio.
Grab your coffee and strap yourself in. If you listen, you can hear God's plan. It's the show that everybody's talking about. Tune in each Sunday to the Omega Man Radio Network with your hosts, Shannon Ray Davis and Dr. Pat Holliday. We're invading enemy territory for Jesus Christ. Join us as we expose the new world order and teach you how to survive what's coming and endure till the end. Tune in to Omega Man Radio.
Back on Calvary.
Again, I hope you have your coffee ready, and I hope you're ready to learn in the School of Deliverance with Dr. Pat Holliday, the professor. Stand by as I bring on Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. You know, I love Elijah's challenges, and that's what we're in, Omega Man. We are challenging the powers of darkness because there's so many souls at stake. You know, there was a man by the name of Charles Williams, and he wrote a book, Witchcraft, and it says, it's cold, it is hungry, it is violent, it's illusionary. The warm blood and intercourse at Sabbat do not satisfy it. It wants more. It wants souls. So that's what we're in a battle for, is souls. Because you know who else wants souls? The Bible says that Jesus said it's his desire that none perish. And so as we are ministering on this radio program, we want to gather in souls for Jesus because time is very, very short. And the calendars all tell us that he's coming very, very soon. Are you ready?
We need to be ready, don't we? Amen. And I want to be ready.
Yeah, amen.
So praise God. Where shall we begin today?
Well, let's first begin by praying, okay?
Amen.
Father God, we take authority over the strong man that's in everybody's life, listening to these radio programs and these MP3 programs. And we bind the powers of darkness according to Matthew 12:22-33. We command every devil connected to the strong man to be tied up and caged in the name of Jesus, according to Jeremiah and Revelation. We cage them in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, God, in Jesus' name, that you place your anointing on this program,
yes,
that you open up the eyes and the ears for every single person to hear and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to them in this moment of time. We thank you for Omega Man and this radio program, and as we're praying, we're also going to pray for Steve Quayle's program that follows this one. In Jesus' name, that very same prayer. And we ask for your divine anointing to fall as these words of power through the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ flows. Amen.
Amen. And I want to say hello out to everyone listening via Blog Talk Radio or on this simulcast over the WWCR network. You could have been out trick-or-treating tonight, and we appreciate that you're here getting fed the true word of God. Dr. Pat?
Yes. I'll tell you the truth. I used to take my children trick-or-treating when I was in the world. But when I became a Christian, I felt the nudging of the Lord not to do that anymore. And as I grew in the Spirit, you know, I realized that Jesus and the devil cannot sit at the same table. Like in the Old Testament, whenever they stole the Ark of the Covenant, And they tried to put the Ark of the Covenant on the same shelf with the spirit called Dagon. Every day they would go in and Dagon would be on the falling off of the shelf onto the floor face down. And so God doesn't intermix his anointings and his power. He's a pure God, a holy God, and he's a God that's calling us to new levels of fellowship with him. And if you've never fellowshipped with Jesus, you just have not lived. It's superior than fellowshipping with a bunch of clowns standing before you trying to make you laugh, trying to make you roll on the floor, to bark like dogs, to squirm like snakes, and to yell like hyenas. That is not the anointing, and it's not signs and wonders following those that believe. The anointing is doing exactly the very same things that Jesus did, and I would rather imitate Jesus Christ while he was on the earth than to imitate some of these nuts, because of the fact that, you see, he showed us how to minister in his word, and he showed us how to capture souls and fish into his kingdom. And if we would just do it his way, we would be very successful.
Amen.
But you see, the world has filled now with the powers of darkness, because men and women like darkness better than light. But the Bible says when the spirit of light comes, that the darkness is dispersed. And so that's what we're going to do tonight, friends. We're going to disperse the darkness so that you can get a view of who the Lord Jesus is. And, you know, if you were to take a dollar bill and you were to examine it, if they were teaching you to find counterfeits, they would show you the real dollar, every little part of it, so that when you saw the counterfeit, you would just immediately know that's a counterfeit. But our world, and particularly in America, we have gotten into such a state of darkness that we can no longer, some people can no longer see the light. And so the televisions, the movies, the books, the magazines, they have all mixed and intermixed Christianity with these powers of darkness. And a lot of psychics and wizards and witches have just flowed into the church systems all over the country. And many ministers cannot discern them because they never bothered to even understand that they are real. You see, they are real. The Bible says they're real. Saul went out looking for the witch of Windor, the witch, and what happened was he found her after he had ordered for all of the witchcraft to be closed down during his time.
That's right.
He found her. And that witch of Endor, she gave him a fortune. She conjured up the dead from the grave. The fortune that she gave him was that he and his sons were going to die in battle the next day. She sealed that with slaughtering a lamb and feeding him food. You know, witches use potions to control you. And so he goes into battle the next day and he dies. So the Bible tells us in the New Testament that the wages of sin is death. And so it doesn't only mean that Saul is going to die because he rebelled and went to a witch. If you go to witchcraft and you decide that you want to go down that pathway, it will lead to your death also. So, you know, people are always asking me, well, what's the difference between white witchcraft and black witchcraft. God doesn't care if I go to a fortune teller or a Ouija board or if I go to a psychic. He doesn't care if I get my fortune told. Well, you see, he does care because although a lot of people think that there's a difference between black witchcraft and white witchcraft, there is no difference at all.
That's
because
right.
They're both controlled by the same spirit. And that spirit is the devil and his demons. And whenever you go in, say that you go to a fortune teller, you know, you can go in and you will see a little Bible sitting on the shelf. You'll see rosary beads there. You'll also see religious articles, statues of Jesus and Joseph and Mary and the saints. And they'll have, if they're a woman, they'll have a little laces on their heads. And they try to set a religious atmosphere for you. To fool you, to make you think that you're talking to God. But what you're doing is you're actually talking to the devil. And when you go in, what you do is you open up your spirit, and whatever that witch, whether she be a psychic or a fortune teller, whatever she tells you, you open up your spirit, and these familiar demons enter in. And they take control of your life. And what they do is they try to lead your life from that day on. And, you know, when you accept that fortune that has been told to you by the devil, then those devils will set about to take you down the pathways of your life to fulfill the plans that the devils have for you. It's not God's plan for you, but it's the devil's plan. And the devil will put you on the highway of destruction, financially, physically, mentally. Every area of your life will come to a crashing end. You see, it's not fun to serve the devil. When you first begin to serve him, it might be. He might make you think it's the greatest thing in the world. He may give you money. He may give you fame. Whatever he gives you is just not worth it.
That's right.
You see, in Africa, some of your movie stars go over to Africa and they go to the witch doctors to achieve fame and finances. And when they go over there, you see, they give those witch doctors a lot of money. And what happens is the witch doctor will do ritualisms over them. There's Michael Jackson went over there and bathed in 57 cow's blood.
Wow.
They killed 57 cows. He had begun to wane a little bit in his popularity. And so after a wizard does something like that for you, the devils can bring you finances, they can bring you fame, but then the wizard will put a time limit on it. Say 15 years, you will be famous. But at the end of that 15 years, the wizard has a claim on your soul. And what they believe is that they will send the devils to kill you to collect your soul. On the day of your death, when you die, the wizard believes that the Bible says that we have 70 years of life. And so if you die, say, 40, 50 years old, then they believe that for the next years of your spiritual life belongs to them. And they take your soul, and you become a slave to that wizard. Now, I'm just telling you what they believe. This is not what I believe. This is what a wizard, a high-level wizard, believes. And so you have to know that all over the world there are high echelons of wizards and witches, and they know exactly what they're doing, and they will take you into their little caves. They will give you anything you want. The only thing you have to do is to give them your soul. Now, in witchcraft and Satanism, over the 35 years that I've been serving Jesus, I can tell you that I have ministered to many people that have come out of the powers of darkness and cast devils out of them. And it's something that only one class of people in the world can do, and that would be Christians, true,
yes,
blood-bought, spirit-filled Christians that know that Jesus is still the deliverer and can set the captives free. And so the only way a person can disengage from the powers of darkness is that they have to commit their lives to Jesus Christ. And then we can go in and drive the tormenting spirits out of them. And some people say, well, now, Pastor Pat, you say that they have to be saved for you to do that. Well, truthfully, you can drive a devil away and out of anybody that you want to. The only problem is that if you drive devils out of a person and they refuse to serve Jesus Christ, then what happens to them, those devils will go to a dry place, according to Matthew, and they will seek peace and rest, and they can't find any there. And the devil that you drove out says, well, I'll just come back to that house and see if it's filled. He comes back, and if that person isn't serving Jesus and full of the things of God, then that devil says, hey, seven worse devils, come on back. We can get this house back. And then that person's will be seven times worse off than they were before. So deliverance is a ministry that's operated under the anointing of Jesus Christ himself. And you can see it over in Ephesians chapter 1 when Paul asks that your understanding be open, that God will give you wisdom to see who Jesus is. And when your understanding opens and you see that Jesus is truly the sovereign God sitting on the throne, and he's there to give to us word who believe that very same anointing that he had when he walked on the earth, in addition to the anointing, the divine supernatural anointing of the universe to overcome and do his work. You know, Omega Man, I've never run from a devil in all of my life since I've known Jesus, but
praise
I've
God.
Actually seen people run from me. I've seen people come in the ministry, or I've seen myself go into churches, and when the anointing comes, they will get up and rush out. We have a video tape from Ghana where a witch came up to the front, and I started over to her, and she turned around and ran out.
Good.
And so demons are supposed to be afraid of Christians because they have the anointing and the power of Jesus in them.
Amen.
But what I'm experiencing this day and time, many Christians are afraid of devils. They have not been taught in many of the churches true spiritual, supernatural warfare. They have not been taught the reality, particularly in America, that Satan is real, demons are real, that their powers are real, and that the only way that they can overcome a Christian is if a Christian has fear against them or if a Christian has sin. And so that's what we are doing in this hour of time, friends. Omega Man and Pat Holiday, we're your friends. We just want to awaken you to the power of the living God. You know, we're on blog radio every Saturday night, and we're doing the School of the Deliverance there. And we saw in 1 week five witches saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And one of those witches got delivered right over the airways. And so God can do anything, and above all, that any one of us can believe. And so my answer is to you, is white witchcraft and black witchcraft different? Well, in the eyes of the human being, they are different, because there are some people that the devil convinces to come on in to being a psychic, being a witch, white witch, and help people. You can do ritualisms that they will get well. You can light certain candles and it will cause them to get rich or get a healing or da-da-da-da-da. But in black witchcraft, what the difference of that is, a black witch practices magic for personal goal. And that particular witch or wizard, they're in it for themselves, and they don't care what it does to the other person. As a matter of fact, they are yielded to the spirit of God, of their God, for the purpose of even killing people. Now, they can kill a person in a couple of ways. They can physically kidnap them and kill them in their ritualisms. They can kill babies in their ritualisms. Or the other thing they can do is that they can send spirits in the supernatural realms to kill a person, and they can actually soul travel themselves. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is this. Whenever a witch is soul traveling, or if an evil spirits are traveling, they can do things. They can move things around the house. You've heard of a poltergeist. That's a spirit that throws things around the house. Or it can, I heard of a case or ministered to a woman one time that a spirit was coming into her home or living in the home and playing the piano every day for her. And so it can do things, even though it's supernatural and spiritual. And so the reason that a Christian prays and does spiritual supernatural warfare is, according to the Word of God, for self-defense. And the Bible was written for Christians, by the way, the New Testament, not for the unbeliever. So the Bible clearly lays out self-defense for Christians. And the self-defense is shown over in Ephesians chapter 6. And the Bible shows us that there are powers, principalities, rulers, and evil spirits in high places, wicked spirits. And it shows us that we are to put on the whole armor of God every day so that we can defend ourselves from these powers and principalities. These powers and principalities are in the sea. They're under the ground. They're over cities. They're over churches. They're over houses. So this is why Christians pray. And if we could only show Christians the benefits and the effects of their prayer life, we would get more than a few Christians out to the prayer meetings. They would swarm the prayer meetings just like they used to in the old days, because that's where your safety is. That's where you learn how to defend yourself and your families and your nations and your church. So black witchcraft, yes, it's real. It's all over the world. If you would go up on my website, patholiday.com, and if you would see the book, Witch Doctor and the Man Under the Sea, I wrote that book, and it's a testimony of a high-level wizard in Ghana, Africa. And he's of the highest class or caste of a wizard in the whole world. And he found Jesus. And his testimony is how Jesus found him, actually. And so if you really want to understand some of these things, you can find ebooks up on patholiday.com. You can find articles. You can find television programs, and they're all free. Because, you see, my ministry over the years has been in casting out demons all over the world, and it's also been miracle ministry. And in addition to that, a teaching ministry. And so witches are real, but so are God's people. And so God's people need to grow up in America so that we can get the harvest for the kingdom of God, because the Bible shows the harvest in the latter days, and it's all bent over, ripe, ready to pluck, but the Bible says the workers are few. So the question is, do you just want to know more about witchcraft, or do you want to serve Jesus? If you want to serve Jesus, this is where you're going to discover the real truth about Christianity. Do you believe that, Omega Man?
Absolutely, I do. And as you were speaking there, I would just, you know, I was thinking about some of the battles that were fought in the Bible back in the Old Testament, and sometimes you would have an army go in while the opposing army was sleeping, and they had their guard down, and maybe they would knock out a couple of the sentries, and they would just invade, and they would slaughter them. And that's kind of what is happening now, and Christians are being slaughtered because they're asleep, and the enemy's coming in on them unawares. And it doesn't have to be that way, people. We don't have to fear Satan, because Jesus has already given us the authority over them and told us we have the power to tread on these serpents and scorpions, all these foul spirits. But we've got to be awake, and we've got to understand where the attacks are coming from, and we've got to understand how to do spiritual warfare, do self-defense. I mean, right. We've been given all the tools that we need, Dr. Pat, to win against the enemy that is attacking
us, right,
and our families. But we've got to appropriate that. And we've got to wake up and say, maybe just because I can't see it with my, you know, physical eyes, that doesn't mean it's not there. Folks, so we'll have the opportunity soon enough, I'm sure, to come face-to-face with a demon, if you haven't seen one already. But I'm trying to tell you that it shouldn't have to be that way, Dr. Pat. And I've talked to several people this week, people trying to commit suicide, people under attack, people dying, marriages being broken up. I mean, it's like it's a battlefield out there. And it makes you want to cry.
Exactly. And see, that's what they have to understand. See, they say, well, you know, I've never seen a demon. I don't think they're real. You see demons every single day.
That's right.
You see them in our culture. You see our country falling to the ground. Who's doing that, devils?
That's right.
You see your dad, your mama, your uncle, all drunked up all the time on beer or drugs. Who's doing that? Devils. You'll see people in the world cussing and slandering. You see people laying out of churches, whereas they used to go to church. What's doing that? A devil. You see Christians attacking the real fruit of the Holy Spirit with division, slander, anger. What's doing that? Devils. You see, we're looking at them all the time. And one person might say, Well, I believe that's not a devil. I saw that that person's in error. Well, you know, it's one thing to expose error when you have the background to expose error. But it's another thing for you just to determine that a person's in error because you think they are, but you don't have any foundation of the Word of God to say that, you know. And so the truth of it is that you're not supposed to touch God's anointed, because if you do, you're in grave danger. And so the Bible tells us to be very careful about what we do to each other as real Christians. But at the same time, the Bible shows that when God brings the seed and he seeds the ground, that night the devil comes and he brings the weeds and he seeds the ground. And those seeds will grow up right side by side. You know, Shannon Lee, whenever wheat grows, they look just exactly alike growing side by side with the weeds until they come to full bloom. And when they come to full bloom, what happens to them is that they look different. And that's when you can see the weeds. And usually the weeds will be a person that slanders another Christian or divides the body of Christ or fails to stand sound doctrine. And you see, I believe that the deliverance ministry is sound doctrine because Jesus did it. I'm not ashamed of the full gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if one third of his ministry was setting captives free, then one third of our ministry should certainly be also setting the captives free.
Amen.
And if you could see the people that Shannon Lee and Pat Holliday see during the week that call us and email us, see, we don't only minister on the air. We're ministering during the week to some of these people that are captured by the powers. And they see us on the radio and they call us. And we're still ministering when you're waiting for next week's show. People, they're being tormented day and night. And you know, Shannon Lee, one of the things that we need desperately is intercessors for this ministry.
Yes.
This is going to turn out to be a worldwide ministry. We're on the highway to the world as I speak to you. But we need people that are serious about Jesus and want a part of the harvest of this end time. And the way you can get to be in the harvest is to participate. And the way you participate, I believe, Shannon Lee, don't you have something up on your website about intercessors?
We sure do. If you go over to OmegaManRadio.com, there's two links that you want to look at. One is to sign up for our free newsletter that's going to be going out and giving testimonies and updates on the ministry. And it'll just be a way to connect to you each month. So you want to click on that link and sign up to that. That's free. And then also, if you'd like to be a intercessor and get involved in the prayer, go ahead and click on that link and just shoot us an email and say you'd like to join up, and we'll put you into the list. So that's the backbone of the ministry, intercessors.
Intercessors, yes, because
absolutely.
You see the false movement in America, the third wave movement, that movement is flying on intercessory prayer. It started back in the 70s, and
yes,
it's a global ministry that's false, but it flies on little circles of prayer in every community. And, of course, we're looking for leaders, intercessory leaders that are already interceding, that want to join the battle for souls in this last hour of time, to come and not only cover us with prayer as we minister, but cover those people that are in such desperate need of freedom.
Amen.
So I hope that they will do that.
Absolutely. We need your help. We need more people praying. And, you know, as we've said many times, prayer changes things, and one man or one woman can make a difference. You know, Dr. Pat, give a testimony of some of the things you've seen done with the prayer intercessory group that you have there in Jacksonville, Miracle Internet Church.
Oh, we've seen just fabulous things done in Jacksonville. We've seen political world powers totally turn around and fall apart, like when they went over to Copenhagen. You say, well, how do you know you did it? Christians are praying all over the world. Well, Christians have always been praying all over the world, and they've been praying against this one world government for a long time. But the difference is we take authority, cage the demons,
yes,
and ask God to send his angels and the Holy Spirit to open their eyes, and it just fell apart. Obama left America to go over there for the purpose of signing America's sovereignty away. But when the people from the other nations went over there and it just suddenly came exposed, that it wasn't just going to be the United States paying, but they were going to have to pay for the New World Order too, they all just stopped and left the meeting and it fell apart. So
Amen.
That's just one thing. There's so many things that I could tell you that supernatural spiritual warfare by using the powers that Jesus left for us in the Word of God, you need to correctly use those powers. You don't just go out and make up something. It's through the Word of God that we win the battle every time.
Amen.
And I tell you, you can win the battle every time. Now, here's what the problem is, that when you are ministering to human beings, it takes the will power of the human being to want to be free. The reason for that is it works on exactly the very same principle that you were taught in your churches years back, that the person has to want to be saved, because God will not overstep a person's will. And so they have to say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I want to be saved. And then Jesus will come in because they've given him his will. Deliverance works the same way. I remember years ago there was a woman that was brought to us from one of the local covens in Jacksonville. And this particular woman, the pastor told me, says she wants to be free. And so I said, Alice, is it true? And she said, yes, I want to be free. And she really did act as though she wanted to be free. She had tears up at the altar. Who would know that it was not true? And so one day I was preaching, and the Lord told me, he said, she goes to the coven the night before she comes here. And I said, well, what do you want me to do about that? He said, just love her. I'll preach to her. So I did. And one night I came into the meeting, and those devils became inflamed. And a devil spoke out of her mouth and said, Pat Holiday, we've tried to get her to kill you, but she won't do it because she says you love her. And so I looked at her and I said, Alice, is that true? And she said, yes. She says, I won't do it. It shows you, really, that people that are engaged in witchcraft, even though they're totally engaged in witchcraft, they still have the will left in them to say no. And that's why they can come into a meeting. That's why that they can say, I want to be free.
Yes.
That's why Jesus can set them free. So if you overstep their will, you can drive the devils out of them. But at the same time, if you do that, when they leave the meeting, they just become demon-possessed again. Now, this particular woman, she left the meeting when she discovered that I knew that she was not real. And she called me on the telephone, and she said, Pat Holiday, she said, I'm just calling you to tell you that the devil is stronger than Satan. I said, never. She said, oh, yes. She says, I'm at a meeting tonight, and there's a woman in here, and they're going to kill her because she became a Christian. And I just saw them take a knife and slice her from her chest all the way down to her pelvis, take her heart out, and drink the blood out of it. And I said, honey, that doesn't mean that the devil's stronger than Jesus. That just means, it just shows you how degenerated the devil really is.
Yes.
And she says, I serve the devil, and she hung up.
Oh, my goodness.
And so there are people that are never going to be saved, and there are people that willingly follow the powers of darkness, but at the same time, there are people that God wants to set free.
Yes.
And so whether you're a white witch or a black witch, God wants to set you free. Whether you are endeavoring yourselves with black human or animal sacrifices, you can be free. Bishop Canco was into sacrifices. God supernaturally set him free. And he went all over the world telling people that Jesus Christ is stronger than the devil. And so don't you believe the lies of darkness. If you want to find light, light is more visible than darkness.
Yes.
And Jesus is there with his hands out for you, just waiting for you to come in. Isn't that right, Shannon?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, white witchcraft, black witchcraft, it's all the same people. If Anton LaVey were here today, who is head of the American Satanist Church, he would tell you that. In fact, he'd probably preach him for Jesus, but it's too late for him. He's in hell right now, and he doesn't get a second chance. But if you were to ask him, he would tell you there's no difference there. And Satan deceives people, Dr. Pat. And,
yes,
makes
he does.
Them think, oh, I'll give you anything you want, sex, money, fame, fortune. And you might get that for a while, but he has a terrible retirement plan. His first opportunity, he will snuff out your life, and you'll spend eternity in hell, meant for the devil and his angels. And, you know, most of these people, especially the rock musicians, we did a program on that the other night, they got it all for a short period of time, and then their lives were literally snuffed out. And most of them died at an early age, and that's what happens with witches and warlocks. There's not many that live to be very old. And so, you know, sin is fun for a season, but then, you know, the devil will get his due, and so it doesn't pay, folks, because you come into the world naked, you will go out naked, and where are you going to spend eternity? You do not want to spend eternity in hell, and that's where you will go if you do not repent. So for those that are listening and trying to make a decision, you know, which path do I go? Maybe there's been some that have even written in, Dr. Pat, and said, you know, I've been trying this deliverance thing, and I've actually been seeing an effect. You know, I prayed with my kids, and they started to manifest. And, you know, my point is, well, praise God for that. That just shows you that you can get set free. Maybe you weren't even aware that for decades you've been under bondage. But Jesus Christ came to set the captives free, and you can stay free. But you don't want to go halfway. Once you find out about the truth of what we're talking about, you want to go all the way. Because if you decide to say, well, okay, I'll try it for a while, then just go back to live like I wanted to. Satan has you marked, and you know, if you don't keep your vessel clean, he'll bring seven times worse, and you may not get a second chance. So, you know, the devil plays for keeps, and this is very serious business. The good news is we don't have to fear Satan, and the word says, you know, you don't need to fear anything except God. You know, he gives us power, love, and a sound mind. So Don't be afraid of what we're talking about tonight. Dive into it and learn all you can. It can set you free and set your family free. I just want to add that.
And, you know, the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:9 through 12, it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that
yes.
you shall show forth the practices of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." And so even though you were in past darkness, when he calls you out of his, out of the darkness of the devil into his light, he puts a stamp on you. And Jesus says, you are a chosen generation.
Yes.
He said, I chose you. You are a royal priesthood. You belong to the family of God, the kingdom of priesthood in heaven, and a holy, peculiar nation and people. And so you don't have to cower. You don't have to be afraid. Jesus Christ is alive, and he's still Lord, and he still sits on the front throne, and he's ready to open up the door for you to come in because
Amen.
He loves you. You belong to Jesus once you ask him to save you. Now, can you turn back? Yes, you can turn back. You can reject it. There are people that have come even into blog radio and have received deliverance that decided, well, I like darkness better, so I'm just going to go back. You can go back, but the chances of you ever receiving that particular power from the hand of God again is almost zero. Do you know, Brother Shannon Lee, Ray, what I'd like to ask you is this. Why would God just give somebody chance after chance after chance in America when there's many people just crying out over the world, come and tell me about your God? Why would he just play around with American lazy Christians that won't pick up a Bible, won't come to church, is really not interested in him as their Lord and their God? Let me tell you what happens. I ministered to a fella that was number two at one time in Casadega, which is a witchcraft town about 200 miles away from me. And this man told me, he said, when you're in witchcraft, he said, and they call for a meeting, he said, you would not dare walk into that meeting late. Because if you did, he said, the devils will attack you and torment you. You see, you think you want to be free and just being able to do all the sex you want and all the drugs you want and all of this stuff. Yeah, the devil will let you do that, but he captures your soul. And when he captures your soul, then you are enslaved. And then you do it his way. And if you don't do it his way, he will torment you.
He's a cruel taskmaster. That's exactly
and
right.
And I minister to people all the time that are under tormenting devils. And they can't get away. So Christians, wake up. And if you're not being tormented, God wants you to use you in his kingdom at this hour of time as a prayer warrior, as a prayer
Amen.
Warrior for your family, for whoever that he lays on your heart. He wants you to study his word so that you can be very strong for these end times. He doesn't want you to be a wishy-washy Christian like we see so many times all over America. Wake up while there's time to wake up. Amen, Shannon.
Amen. Let's stop letting the devil torment us and torment him and his demons for a change, folks. Pick up the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, get in the Word, learn about spiritual warfare, and put the devil on the run for a change. I'm tired of being the one that's the recipient of his arrows all the time. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and we want to thank everybody tuning in on WWCR. Dr. Pat, give out your contact information, please.
PatHoliday www.miracleinternet.com. And also miracleinternetchurch.com. And I have a telephone, 904-733-8318. And I look forward to hearing from you. And do be praying for both of us when you think of us.
Amen. And for those of you, again, listening on shortwave who have internet access, the show continues, and you can pick us up on the live stream in the second hour. For those of you tuning in live on the internet, we're going to go to break, and we're going to be back for the second hour. And if you would like to have prayer, you want to share a testimony, the lines we're opening up, it's area code 917-889-2745. Love to hear from you. God bless you, and we'll be back after this message.
Are you ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and strap yourself in. If you listen, you can hear God's plan. It's the show that everybody's talking about. Tune in each Sunday to the Omega Man Radio Network with your hosts, Shannon Ray Davis and Dr. Pat Holliday. We're invading enemy territory for Jesus Christ. Join us as we expose the new world order and teach you how to survive what's coming and endure till the end. Tune in to Omega Man Radio. Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio. ready to take a ride. Grab your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, you can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Omega Man Radio with Dr. Pat Holliday, and that's what our goal here is, to shut the devil down. And that's why learning about spiritual warfare is so important. So welcome back to the second hour, and if you would like to call in for prayer, like share a testimony, ask a question of Dr. Pat Holliday, the number is 917-889-2745. And then before the end of the show, Dr. Pat's going to do a mass deliverance on witchcraft and some other spirits that are attacking us all. Dr. Pat, the lines are already lining up. Shall we take our first call?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, let's see who we got on the air. Stand by. All right, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
Doing great. Thank you for holding patiently. How can
Wonderful.
We help you tonight?
Well, I have a testimony. My husband and I started out in ministry years ago. And along the way, he backslid and went back into the world and decided to just turn his back on God and just give up on God. And I've lived the book of Hosea and have still maintained my belief in God and my strength with the Lord. And I intend to go forth, but there's a part of me that desires much strength because of the persecution from him and just trying to stand as a wife and as a minister of the gospel. And I do, continue to pray for the marriage and the family and ministry, but there are times that you get tired on the journey because you know that the warfare is in the home.
Yes.
So I desire prayer tonight. I'm going on with God and ministry and what he has entrusted my hands to do.
Praise
and
God.
I desire to continue to be an intercessor for the body of Christ, and I have been doing this for quite some time. So I'm not going to turn back. I need strength.
Amen. Dr. Pat?
Amen. You know, she's living my life. My husband was a lip service believer for many years, and he was, religious, though he never would go to church. And God called me into the ministry when I was about 6 months old, and he began to develop and teach me the word. And my husband was a very, very good man. He always encouraged me in all of the various things that I was involved in. But when God opened up the deliverance ministry part of it, there would be many times that I would be out in a prayer meeting somewhere casting devils out, and then I would come home and face the devil face-to-face in my bedroom or
That's
in
right.
the hall. And it wasn't him. I remember one night I came home and this devil said, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, I hate Jesus." He said, "You stop saying that name in my house or I'm going to kick you out." And I just talked to Van like I was talking to Van, but I knew it was the devil. And
mm-hmm.
I said, "I'll never give up Jesus for you, for the kids, for nothing in the world. I'm going to serve Jesus until I die." And when I said that, that devil came and he pulled his hand back and he was going to smack me. And his hand stopped right in midair. And my husband broke down and ran to the bathroom and cried. And he came back and he said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Honey, I would never, ever, ever hurt you. You know I love you." I said, "Well, you know, Bad," I said, "that was the devil in you. And either you will serve Jesus like I do, or the devil's going to split your marriage." And so he started going to church with me. And the truth is that many women and men live in this same type of a household where they live in misery. My advice to you is that you simply make a decision to go all the way with Christ, no matter the cost. You do your spiritual warfare, binding and loosening the power of God over your home, and bind the powers of the devils that are over your home. Some people say, well, I don't believe in binding and loosening. That is not in the Bible. It is in the Bible. It's all over the Bible, and they can believe that if they want to, but you see, it saved my life so many times to bind up and cage the devils according to Revelation, it's a power that God has given us. Now, let me give you an illustration. If you have a demon, and if you took your fingers and you just start shaking them all around, up and down and all around, and look at those and say, those are demons. And so then you say, I bind the demon of alcohol. And then you put that demon, you put that finger down. I bind the demon of cigarettes. You put that demon. The next thing you know, you've got your whole hands clenched because you have the demons tied up. Binding only means to tie up. And so then whenever you command them to go into the cage, you put them into the cage so that they cannot be free to do what they want to do anymore. And then what you have to deal with is the spirit of the person. And that's when you ask the Holy Ghost to come and convict that man or that woman. And then you ask warring angels to come and surround that person and protect that person until they can make a decision for Christ. You see, it's not a mysterious thing, and it's not a deep thing, but the devil will use the power of God himself divide people and to make you think it doesn't work. Well, I'm going to tell you it works because I did it in my own marriage. I did it across the world. I've had men 6'6" come into my meetings and bind them, command the devils to sit on the front pew. They meekly go over and sit on the front pew. And then when I cast those devils out, have had to tiptoe to touch their foreheads. And I'm 5'7". So if they don't think it doesn't work, that's their business. But I'm telling you that we have supernatural powers, and I'm sure that you've been doing that. Is that right?
Yes, I have, Dr. Pat. We left this area, this region. We're in a region. Let me just, so you'll, we left this region about 6-7 years ago. And I said to him, I said, we are not to return there to live. If we return to live, I said, we can go and minister. But if we return there, it will cost you your life. I said, the powers of darkness are angry. This is where you made your decision to serve God all the way. And to return would be like Lot returning to Sodom and Gomorrah. We have since returned, and there are 6 witches' covens. There's one Satanist church. 2 are on the military basis.
Wow.
And God gave me a sign and moved me near the base, but my street is located on a street called Hyssop.
Really?
So I knew that God was sending me confirmation that the when the death angel comes, that the blood would protect me. It is at times it's horrific because I have a show on Blog Talk, and I do warfare prayers and intercede for the saints and your ministry and various ministries, and I can finish in the a.m. for 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time and get off and just be just cursed out, just called everything but a child of God. And, I know God's awesome. I know he's powerful. But I know this is not where we're supposed to be. And I have...
Okay, honey, let me say some things to you real quick.
Okay.
First place, we have to guard what we say, okay?
Okay.
We have to put a guard on our mouths because words are creative. That's the creative part of a human being.
Right.
If you say, I'm going into business, and you go into business.
Right.
If you say, I'm going to fail, you'll go to fail. And
right.
So what happens when a person speaks words, either an angel of God will pick those words up and bring them to enforcement, or a demon will pick those words up and bring them to enforcement. And so when you spoke the words and you said to your husband, if we return here, you're going to die, those are very powerful words for the devil to use. So the first thing that I would do is I would get in agreement with Omega Man and myself, and I would break the power of those words, and I would bind them up. And the reason being is, you see, you can go anywhere in the world and walk under the protection of Jesus Christ. No devil has a right to touch you, none, ever. And so that's the first thing that I would do if I were you tonight. The
okay.
second thing is that we will join you and we will bind and cage those devils that are around you and that are on that base, and bind the powers and the principalities over where you live. And then you begin to confess the word of God over
mm-hmm.
that place. And
okay.
You begin to change your confession, change
okay.
your view that it doesn't matter if 100 witchcraft covens are around you, you have the authority over that area because you're the believer. You
right.
see, when I hear Christians talk about how powerful the witches are and how many covens they have, let me tell you something. Every coven in Jacksonville is against me. Every coven in the state of Florida, every coven all over the United States and Europe work against me and my family every single day. And you know something? They can't kill me. They can't stop the ministry. As long as I've got a mouth and the Lord keeps me here, I speak
mm-hmm.
his name every day, and there's nothing that they can do about it except
Amen.
Get bound and get into the cage and
mm-hmm.
get defeated. And that's our goal. It's not the power they've got, but the power that we have. And when the Bible tells us that we can overcome all things, that Jesus Christ can do above everything that we can even think of, that
mm-hmm.
Jesus created all of these things. They fell and sinned, but Jesus, if you took every devil in the world and put them right there on your shoulders, Jesus
mm-hmm.
is able to defeat every one of them at 1 second, at one nanosecond. So
right.
are you ready to pray with us?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll pray, and then Omega Man's going to pray, and we'll see what
Amen.
God'll do.
Praise God.
Father, we lift our sister up
Praise
to
God.
The throne. We give you glory for her radio program.
Sure.
And we just ask that you expand it and that you increase it with men and women coming and receiving the good message of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Satan, you will take your hands off of the radio program, off of her husband, off of her. And now I want you to say, Satan, I bind your powers.
I bind your powers.
Over me, my husband.
Over me, my husband.
And our ministries.
And our ministries.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I bind the powers and the principalities over that base.
I bind the powers and the principalities over the base.
In agreement with Omega Man and Pat Holiday.
In agreement with Omega Man and Dr. Pat Holiday.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I command you.
I command you.
To go into the cage.
To go into the cage.
And I forbid you.
And I forbid you.
To be able to associate together.
To be able to associate together.
To talk.
To talk.
I isolate you.
I isolate you.
From one another.
From one another.
Inside that cage.
Inside the cage.
And outside the cage.
And outside the cage.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I command you.
I command you.
That you stay bound.
That you stay bound.
From now and throughout eternity.
From now and throughout eternity.
In that cage.
In that cage.
According to Jeremiah 5:27.
According to Jeremiah 5:27.
And Revelation 18:2.
And Revelation 18:2.
Every foul spirit.
Every foul spirit.
To be filled.
Be filled.
With every unclean, hateful bird.
Be filled with every unclean, hateful bird.
Bird. In Jesus' name. Birds are symbolic of demons, you know.
Right.
And I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I break the curse.
Lord Jesus, I break the curse.
And every curse.
And every curse.
That these witches and warlocks have released over us.
That these witches and warlocks have released over us.
And I forbid them.
And I forbid them.
To have any effect.
To have any effect.
They go back, all of those
curses. They go back.
To wherever they came from.
To wherever they came from.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And by the authority.
And by the authority.
Of your name.
Of your name.
We ask that you fill us.
We ask that you fill us.
With your power.
With your power.
And your anointing.
And your anointing.
And every spirit.
And every spirit.
That came.
That came.
To, into us.
Into us.
From those curses.
From those curses.
And those demons.
And those demons.
I bind them.
I bind them.
And command them to leave now.
And command them to leave now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now you just go ahead and take a deep breath and breathe them out. Let them go. All of them. Nothing can stay. And we bind up all family curses over both of you in the name of Jesus. Coming down 10 generational lines. And we command all of those to leave in the name of Jesus.
Bind the strong man and the chief and the gatekeeper. Command you to go into the cage. We bind any foul spirits. Attacking this lady in the name of Jesus. Be weakened right now by the blood of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Come out right now in Jesus'
name.
Take
a deep cough and they'll all come out.
Bind you foul spirits. Loose her in Jesus' name.
Everyone.
Come out in Jesus' name. All. The Lord rebuke
one of them can
foul spirits. Be weakened right now in Jesus' name. Be spoiled right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood. The blood.
Pour the blood of Jesus down the throats of all foul spirits. Come out right now. In Jesus' name.
I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
And drive everything out with your fire.
And drive everything out.
With your fire.
With your fire.
Now just take a deep cough and they'll all come out.
Fill our Holy Spirit, yes.
Let me ask you something. Did you ever smoke?
Yes.
Many years ago?
Yes.
Okay, because what you have is you have a spirit in your chest that's laying there waiting to attack, and I perceive that it's emphysema. So what I want you to do is take a deep cough and cough it out. We bind you and come out right now.
Come out, emphysema, in Jesus' name. Looser in Jesus' name. All foul spirits of infirmity.
Do it again.
Attached to smoking and nicotine, we bind you.
Nicotine.
Come out in Jesus' name and go in the
kitchen. Calmet.
Pour the blood of Jesus on your lungs
Calmet.
Right now.
Come out.
Come
out. Every infirm spirit leave
right now. Release her right
now
in Jesus' name. And release her human spirit right now in Jesus' name.
All.
Come out.
All. Everyone.
Come out
there
right now. Go in the cage.
There it comes. Yes.
Lord, rebuke you.
Yes. Yes.
Come out right now.
There it is. Yes.
Pour the blood of Jesus.
Now, what
on
I want
right
you
now.
To do is I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Touch my chest.
Touch my chest.
My lungs.
My lungs.
And heal.
And heal.
Instantly.
Instantly.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah, there he is.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Now just fill her from her head to her feet. You have the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
And just raise your hands and congratulate yourself that you're free in Jesus'
Thank
name.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord,
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Peck. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. And you know what? Before we go to the next call, are we just in agreement right now? We put a tent over all those covens on that military base, command those foul spirits to engage in civil war right now. We bind all foul spirits and we cage all their demons that they're controlling right now. We ask God you to loose blindness and confusion on those foul spirits in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
And if you'd like to call in tonight, the number is 917-889-2745. I see we've got three calls lined up, so we're going to get to each one of you. Anybody else who calls in, stand by, and we'll bring the next one on. Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you tonight? You are on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hey, there you are.
I just wanted to give a testimony.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in.
I was listening last Saturday night, and Dr. Pat was praying and having us repeat a prayer about severing the yoke over around our neck. And I've had a really stiff neck for years and years. And after I prayed that prayer, it was just like a night and day difference in my neck.
Praise God.
And my husband couldn't believe it. My mother couldn't believe it. You know, my husband, you know, he's kind of skeptical about, you know, things like what we talk about. But this was, he said, something definitely happened because that's not the same neck. And so I just want to praise God, you know, that God touched me and showed my husband, hey, this is real. God, Jesus is real. He heals.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And I want to thank y'all for...
Yes?
I wanted to thank y'all for taking the time each Saturday night to preach and to teach us about spiritual warfare.
Amen.
Praise God.
Since you called, join us to pray for the people that are listening, the Lord Jesus will break the yoke from everyone's neck tonight, according to Isaiah 10:27.
Yes.
That he will break the yoke off of every neck in Jesus' name. Father, we just take authority and we break the yoke of enslavement off of every single neck that's listening tonight. And we break the generational curses going back 10 generations back, 10 generations forward in Jesus' name. And we ask you, God, that all of the things that the devil have stolen from these people that are listening tonight, that we command him that he has to repay them back a sevenfold. All of the generational illnesses like heart attacks, cancer, arthritis, anything and everything that is coming down those generational lines, we break them. And also hemorrhoids. I see a lot of hemorrhoids out there, and that's part of the curse. And we break the hemorrhoids right now, and we command them to dry up and for you to be totally set free in Jesus' name. And everybody just open your mouth and just let them go. Cough them out. We cage them. We send them to the feet of Jesus in Jesus' name. And as we're praying here, thousands of people, thousands of devils will get free as they listen to this tape and as they're listening now in Jesus' name.
Yes. Praise God.
Boy, I felt that. I feel good. I must have needed some healing myself.
I cough too. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Well, God bless you both.
God bless
you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, and if you'd like to call in tonight, the number is 917-889-2745. Or if you don't have long distance, use our toll-free number, 877-806-2482. And if you're in the queue, we will get to you in order. Let's go to the next caller. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hello.
Hey there, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling in.
It's very confusing. You can't really tell if it's you or if you're just listening to the radio. So are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello. This is Suzanne. I called in Thursday night, and you asked me to call back and talk to Dr. Pat tonight.
Oh, yes, Suzanne. Yes. How are you tonight?
I'm very good, thank you. Dr. Pat, I was a Reiki practitioner, and I have recently repented of that, and I have closed off the gateways, the doorways that I opened to spirits and evil beings, and I wanted to talk to you. I would like to get some prayer, and I also have a question. This has come up, this isn't the first time I've heard it, but I heard that once that you have those symbols burned into your crown chakra, that you have it forever. That's one of the things they tell you. They say that even if you never choose to use it again, you have it forever. So I want to know if there's a way to, like, get it out of me so that it's not burnt into my body.
It's going to be dissolved tonight.
Absolutely dissolved. Do you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Well, I don't know. Let's ask
God to give you the Holy Spirit with fire tonight in Jesus' name. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you. To give me the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire.
To give me the baptism of the Holy Spirit with fire.
I am a believer.
I am a believer.
I ask Jesus to be my Savior.
I ask Jesus to be my Savior.
And also my Deliverer.
And also my Deliverer.
And He has forgiven me of all my sins.
He has forgiven me of all my sins.
And I repented.
I repented.
And so now fill me from my head to my feet with the Holy Spirit.
So now fill me from my head to my feet with the Holy Spirit.
Now you just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Touch me and fill me now.
Touch me and fill me now.
Now you just raise your voice and start praising him. And as you praise him, we're going to ask the Holy Ghost to burn that Reiki stuff out of you totally. You pray, Brother Shannon.
Yes.
Ray.
Father God, right now,
go
in the
ahead
name
and pray,
of Jesus,
him, honey.
We agree with Suzanne, Dr. Pat, and I, and those that are listening out there that are believers. We take authority over any foul spirits that are remaining right now. We bind the strong man or the gatekeeper. We bind any foul spirits attached to Reiki or yoga or any kind of new age. We bind you, come out right now and go into the cage in Jesus' name. We break right now any curses put over her, any hexes or vexes or spells, anything sent against her, we break it and command it to go back to where it came from sevenfold in Jesus' name. We break this brand that has been put into what she's been called the chakras. We break it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break any chains of bondage put on her through Reiki healing in the name of Jesus. Let it be dissolved right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We apply the blood of Jesus to her. We pour the blood of Jesus down the throats of any foul spirits that would try to hang on. Loose her right now. Come out in Jesus' name.
Cough them out, honey. Cough them out.
Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ, you foul spirits.
Let
be weakened right now in Jesus' name.
Totally let her go.
We bind you. Loose her human spirit in the name of Jesus. We close that third eye in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, the blood of the Lamb. We command every Kundalini spirit to come up and leave. We cut their tails off in the name of Jesus. And every mind-controlling spirit, we command that octopus spirit and all of its legs to be cut off right now in the name of Jesus. And we command you to let her go. Take
Loose
a deep
Jesus
breath
name.
And let her go. Deep breath.
Blood of
off
Jesus.
All of
we
them out
right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out.
The blood.
Come out.
Everyone.
Loose her right
off.
Now.
You're in a cage, all of you.
Any spirit that's tied to Hinduism or Buddhism, we bind you. Come out.
Everyone.
In Jesus' name.
Everyone. In the name of Jesus. Everyone. I break the crystal that watches her in the name of Jesus and
yes.
controls her. And I break all of the watchers over her life
yes.
and cage them and command them to go. Every soul traveling witch, I break your silver cord right
yes.
now. And I command all of the ley lines to be broken and confused.
Yes.
And I command all of those spirits to go. Take a deep breath and let them go. Everyone.
Loose her now in Jesus' name. Come out and go to the hill in Jesus' name.
All
foul
the
spirits.
Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
All witchcraft now, which be bound up in Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath and let the Holy Ghost immerse you. Immerse
her Holy Spirit.
Fire of the Holy Ghost and burn every
yes.
inch of any kind of markings on her body out right now and cleanse her from her head to her feet with the blood of Jesus. Now, take one last deep breath and cough them out in Jesus' name.
Come out in Jesus' name. All of you, foul spirits, loose her. Come out right now.
Everyone.
In Jesus' name.
All. 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 All.
Father God, loose the angels and go down there
every
and rip them out.
Bit.
Angels
every
of God, choke them out right now. Smite them in Jesus' name.
Yes. Oh.
God, loose your hornets to sting them right now,
every
Father God, in Jesus' name.
Oh.
Loose blindness and confusion on these
we
foul spirits.
We give you glory
and
praise, everyone. Everyone. Now take a deep breath and just fill up with the Holy Spirit and praise Jesus. Let me hear you praising Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Fill her, Jesus.
Fill her, Jesus. From her head to her toes.
Thank you.
Overflow.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus. How are you feeling?
I feel light and hot. I feel really hot.
Yeah, and you are hot. So we'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Dr.
Okay.
Pat. Thank you, Omega Man. Thank you very much.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in, Suzanne.
Omega Man, let's
yes, ma'am.
Pray for the internet.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the devil comes to rob, steal,
yes,
and kill. And we take authority over all of the spirits of division, over the internet, over blog radio,
yes,
over the minds of the people involved in the internet. And we command that you loose the minds of the people. Every bewitching spirit is bound.
Loosen them.
Every spirit of division, slander, gossip, every ambitious spirit, every spirit that has come to rob, kill, and steal, in Jesus' name, we ask you, God, that you deal very sternly with dividers in the name of Jesus. And we release peace in Jesus' name. And we release over every person forgiveness of anyone that's been hurt during divisive, slandering times. People that are rejecting other Christians, we bind this thing up in the name of Jesus. I'm getting complaints. I know you are. And I'm just putting this in the hands of God now for judgment in Jesus' name.
We take authority over all the foul spirits that are working through people. We cage them up in the name of Jesus. We bind all the foul spirits in the name of Jesus, command them to be caged up right now. We apply the blood of Jesus to every Blog Talk host and listener. We ask, God, that you loose ministering angels out there. Pull the scales off people's eyes in Jesus' name.
Holy Ghost,
convicting.
Yes.
Holy Spirit,
amen.
Father God, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We are not going to have the devil tear up what God has started. And God has started this deliverance ministry on this radio station for each and every one of you. And each one of you that has received deliverance and that are participating in this deliverance, take hold of it and guard it, because the devil wants to stop it. And he wants to tear it apart. And the only way that he can do that is through men and women who are ignorant of spiritual things. He will use their mouths to tear apart what God is trying to do. But he will not be victorious, because Jesus wants to set the captives free. Amen?
Amen. Amen. We have to guard our deliverance and stay clear and stay free, because if we don't, we slip back into our old ways, Satan will take that advantage over us, and he'll bring seven more worse than the first that we got free of. So we've got to keep our house swept clean. And you don't do deliverance for a day, folks, and then go back and say, I don't need any more for the rest of my life. No, it's a constant battle till you meet Jesus. We've got to stay on the battle lines and stay clean, and then help others get them pulled out of the ditch.
And
praise
you
God.
See, we're getting results. I mean, there's Suzanne giving a testimony already on the chat room, and the Bible says that, Suzanne, you overcome by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And so that's the way you get stronger, is you immediately give a testimony and give Jesus the glory, because it's not Omega Man and it's not Pat Holiday doing this work. It's Jesus. We're just little instruments for him. But he desires that his church be set free. And he doesn't want a religious church. And religion is coming against your brothers and sisters and causing divisions and causing things that shouldn't even be spoken of. And so we've just taken authority And we're just asking you to stand with us and agree that Jesus Christ is Lord. And
Amen.
You see, the pre-trib, mid-trib, after-trib, that does not make a hill of beans to us. What makes a hill of beans to us is that Jesus is Lord. And he said only the Father knows when he's returning. And so I don't think that we ought to get on these sidetracks of all of this stuff. What we need to do is to keep our minds that Jesus is doing a new thing and that it's very dangerous to touch a deliverance ministers and true ministers of God, because Jesus is not going to stand for it very long. And so I'm just telling you, pray for these people that cause division, because it's just like when Stephen, when they stoned Stephen, he looked up to the sky, and the Bible says he saw Jesus stand up. That's the only time in the Word of God that you see Jesus not sitting on his throne when he's revealed in the Word of God after the resurrection.
Amen.
But Jesus stood up. He had his attention. He was getting ready to give his life as a martyr for the cause of Jesus. And the Bible says that Stephen lifted his hands and he said, God, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And what they were going to do was stone him and kill him.
Yes.
And you see, in the modern church today, they can't take us out on the street and storm us because they'll put them in jail. But they can try to kill us with their mouths and with slander and with division. And what they end up doing is they just simply hurt little baby Christians that don't understand spiritual things. Now, I'm going to tell you, my house is not divided, and neither is Omega Man's house divided.
No.
We love everyone, and if anybody's slandering this ministry or his ministry, we just say to you openly today, we forgive them,
yes,
for they know not what they do. And we want to keep centered on this particular ministry and to do the work that God has called us. So
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. You know, Dr. Pat, I really don't care when we get out of here, if it's pre, mid, or post, because that day is going to come sooner or later. But that's not the important thing, people. The important thing is do what Jesus said to do, occupy till I come. And occupy means to go and be working for the Lord until he calls you home, one way or the other. It means to take enemy territory. If he were to come today, we would not have any more opportunity to gain any more reward in heaven. It would be over with. And I know that myself, I haven't done enough for the Lord, and most of us out there listening have not. We need every day we've got to be able to do some more. Because, it's one thing to get into heaven, but will you have any reward when you get there? You know, will you get in with the smell of smoke? And as I told my dad one time, Dr. Pat, I said, Dad, do you want to be living in a pup tent on the backside of glory?
Any place.
But, folks, listen, it's a joy to serve the Lord, and there's a lot of work ahead. I mean, we've still got time down here before the return of the Lord. And so we need to get busy, okay, and we need to be going out there and working, because the harvest is out there and there's few laborers. So, you know, we need to stop this infighting and we need to be doing the full gospel. And as I've told people, if they listen to this program, that's what we do. We lead people to salvation in Jesus Christ. We cast out devils. We pray that people be filled with the Holy Spirit, and we pray for healing. That's the full gospel message out there. Not just doing evangelism. That's not all there is to it. Look at what Jesus did before he was crucified, rose again. He was casting out devils, and he was laying hands on the sick. That's the full gospel message right there. And so that's just the enemy, Dr. Pat, that would try to keep people from focusing on him and his cohorts, you know, the foul spirits, because if people will see the reality of what it is that's attacking them, and then they'll step up and say, I'm tired of it. I'm not going to be beaten down anymore by these foul spirits. I'm going to run them out of my house in Jesus' name. they can get set free. And that's the goal here, to set man free in Jesus' name.
And don't listen to them. Here's what we want to do now. We've done some general deliverance tonight, and we're going to loose. You know, we were binding devils, caging them, and casting them out. Now what we're going to do is that scripture says, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, and then the second parts of it says, whatsoever you shall loose on earth.
Yes.
And so we can tie things up, and then we can turn around and release things or loose things. Now, what are the kind of things that we're supposed to loose? Well, just open your spirit and say, Lord, I want all good things that you have for me.
Yes.
And then you, Omega Man and myself are in agreement, and we're saying, we bind the evil spirits and powers over your house, over your business, over your income,
yes,
over your children, over your country, over your city, over your church, and over every divisive spirit,
yes,
on Blog Radio in Jesus' name. And now you just say, go in the name of Jesus, and just let them all out. That's right. Just let them all out. All tormentors to leave too, in Jesus' name. And now, for freedom, just lift your hands, and we're going to loose the glory of God over you. We loose the spirit of adoption, grace, supplication,
yes,
truth, peace, love, joy, sound mind, praise, worship, prayer, holiness, obedience, mercy, conviction, repentance, deliverance, and the seven spirits of God, wisdom, counsel, might, knowledge, understanding, fear of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord, and the spirit of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Now just lift your hands right now and receive the loosening of the things of God over your life in Jesus' name. And then we pray, Father, we thank you and praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the evidence of deliverance on this program tonight, in the name of Jesus. And the Bible told us in Acts 16:16-17, and it came to pass as they went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain. And she cried out, the same followed Paul and us, saying, these are the men and are the servants of the Most High God, which show you the way to salvation. And so, glory to God, there truly is a highway to salvation. And that's what we're doing tonight, is opening up that highway of salvation. To those of you in the chat room, those of you who are listening, those of you who will listen to the MP3s, the highway of salvation is for all of us. And I know that God loves us, and he loves those that are in confusion and delusion and have been pulled off of a straight pathway. And we ask you, Jesus, that you make all of our pathways straight, holy, and ready to meet you at any second of time.
Yes, Father God, we also loose ministering spirits out to everybody listening. We ask God you loose warrior angels to go out there and surround the people of God, a hedge of protection around them. We apply the blood of Jesus to everybody listening right now. We loose the spirits of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of you, God, in accordance with Ephesians 1:17. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. I feel the power of God over this place.
Amen. Praise
Don't
God.
You?
Amen, I do. This is anointed program tonight, and if you would like to call in for prayer, the number is 917-889-2745. You've got plenty of time, or toll free 877-806-2482. Shall we go to the next caller, Dr. Pat?
Yes.
Okay. Stand by. We're going to go to the next caller. All right, caller, you're on the air. Thank you for holding. How are you tonight?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How are you tonight, brother?
Good. This is Joe from Minnesota.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing okay, brother. I called if you would pray for my mom. She's, she was diagnosed with that Alzheimer's thing.
Yes.
And then she's been pining away. Right now, she has a lot of sinus problem, and sometimes the phlegm, maybe she doesn't swallow. I'm not sure what it is, but it kind of hangs around in her throat. So I have to give her, like, some something to try to break it, you know?
Yes.
Vigilant on her not to, the condition doesn't become, like, you know, bronchitis or something like that. She used to smoke, though. But, you know, not anymore. But unfortunately, she's here, but she no longer talks. So,
did she have a stroke?
I believe so, brother. I believe she did have maybe one or two. I think when they have that Alzheimer's, they have like, they're called like mini strokes or something.
Yeah.
And and it starts to, wear them down or something. I'm not really up on the biology of that so-called disease.
Is she able to sit up in a chair?
She's sitting right now in the chair here.
You have
Can she drink anything?
Yes.
Can she drink? Yeah.
Can she take?
Yeah, I give her orange juice.
Okay, because I wanted to tell you, I was listening to Alex Jones the other day, and an MD came on, and she said that her husband had Alzheimer's, and she started giving, and she was an MD, she started giving him coconut oil.
Okay.
And she gave it to him every day, and within about a month, he was back out driving his car.
Wow.
All right.
I mean, it's worth a try.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes.
But I just called.
God, we do.
And then I have another prayer request. I guess it's the way that I've lifted her sometimes. I kind of messed up the upper back where the shoulder blades meet.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just been giving me a lot of pain, and then sometimes it just disappears.
Okay.
And so whatever it might be, I just pray that I take authority over it, and I command it to leave my body in the name of Jesus.
And we
and
just
right
join your
with
prayers with our prayers, and the chat room is praying for you at the same time. And Father God, we take authority over
God.
That injury and those bones, and you can heal bones, God. And we ask that you touch him and deliver him and heal him from his head to his feet. And we take authority over Alzheimer's, over the mother, and we command you, Satan, that you will loose her mind in the name of Jesus. And Father, ask Jesus to stand right in front of her and touch her from her head to her feet and deliver her in Jesus' name. And we'll give you the price. And that coconut oil came in the capsules. And he said, the doctor said that she just gave him about one of those two or three times a day.
Okay, coconut oil.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
All right, sister. Well, thank you very much, and thank you guys for being here on the air. And
amen.
I always like to listen to I go to sleep listening to the archives.
Oh, thank you.
Okay,
God
brother.
Bless.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Have a great, great night.
Amen.
God bless you, Joe. That was Joe from Minnesota. Praise God. And folks, continue to pray for his 90-year-old mother.
Amen.
Thank you, Joe, for calling in tonight. Let's go to the next caller. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat. How are you tonight?
Okay, brother. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Have a great, great night.
Yes, caller, you're on the air. You may want to turn down your speaker just a little bit. Caller, you're there?
Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you tonight?
Hi.
If you can turn down your speakers, do that because you're getting a little bit of a feedback loop there.
Okay, I've done that. Hi.
Okay.
This is Kiz from London. Kieran, actually.
Oh, hello, yes. Saw you in the chat room.
Hi.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi. I always wanted to go to London, but the Lord never let me.
Okay, well, he hasn't led you yet.
We'll pick you up and take you over there, Dr. Pat, before it's over with.
Yeah,
I'll meet you at the other end. I'll meet you at London Heathrow.
Amen. What's up?
Okay. I really wanted to ask for prayer for my family. I come from a Hindu background. I was saved 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only saved one in my family at the moment. But just like Rahab, I do believe my family will be saved one day soon.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm quite blessed in the sense that they're very happy with my faith. I think a lot of people that take the stance to from Hinduism to Christianity do get a lot of flack for doing so. But my parents have actually been quite supportive and are very happy with the path that I've chosen. But they are still Hindu.
Yeah.
I don't, you see, one thing with a lot of Indian people, a lot of Hindu people, they actually don't know what they're doing. And the reason why I say that is, for example, I'm 36 now, but growing up, I used to see my mum pray, and I used to see her doing whatever, offering fruit, offering money every time she prayed. And I'd always question her, "Mum, what are you doing? Well, why do you do that?" And she could never give me a reason. To this day, she actually can't give me a reason why she does what she does, except for this is what she saw her mother do. And I'm sure if I was to ask my grandmother the same question, she probably wouldn't even know why they do, why they offer the so many idols and, you know, fruit, money. So the point I'm trying to make is I think a lot of Indian people, they don't, they don't know what they're doing. They're just actually generation after generation just copying what they've seen their elders do.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yes. Every religion's like that. Because if it's not Jesus, what happens is religion becomes like witchcraft, and witchcraft works up in the mind, and the demons come into the mind to control the mind. And once they control the mind, then they drive you to do these ritualisms, which are meaningless. But the reason that the devil drives for ritualisms is because it makes you to go into submission to their wills. And when you go into submission, then they can control your life. So, but Jesus is a relationship with the human being. It's a God. He is God that is alive and sits on the throne of the universe. So we interact with our Lord. We just don't go and talk to a stone statue and say repetitive words over and over and over and offer fruit for the rats and the snakes to eat. What we do is we serve God in high order, because we're made in his image and likeness. But I want you to know that if you are the first one in your family that got saved, God has his eye on the rest of the people in your family. And so is that why you're calling for prayer for your family tonight?
Yes. As
Amen.
Well as myself, I think for myself, I do need to be delivered.
Okay, let's take the first one first, and then we'll
okay.
do the deliverance second, okay?
Okay.
Just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have repented from all of my sins.
I have repented from all my sins.
And I have asked you to save me.
And I have asked you to save me.
And forgive me.
And to forgive me.
And tonight.
And tonight.
I'm asking you to be my deliverer.
I'm asking you to be my deliverer.
And I'm asking you.
And I am asking you.
To save my family.
To save my family.
Yes.
You gave me a promise.
Hallelujah. You gave me a promise, Lord.
In Acts 2:38 and 39.
In Acts 2:38-39.
That you would forgive me of all of my sins.
That you would forgive me for all of my sins.
And that you would save my household.
And that you would save my household.
And as many as the Lord thy God shall call.
And as many as the Lord my God shall call.
And so I claim my entire family.
And right now I claim my entire family.
According to those scriptures.
According to those scriptures.
I take authority over all of the devils in my family.
I take authority.
Over all devils.
Over all devils.
In my family.
In my family.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I bind them up.
I bind them up.
I cage them.
I cage them.
And now I ask you.
And now I ask you.
Father.
Father.
Send your warring angels.
Send your warring angels.
To fight those devils.
To fight those devils.
That are trying to steal their souls.
That are trying to steal their souls.
And I ask you, Father.
And I ask you, Father,
that you will put people.
That you will put people
into their pathway.
Into their pathway.
To tell them about Jesus.
To tell them about Jesus.
And tonight.
Hallelujah. And tonight.
I give all of them to you.
I give all of them to you.
And thank you for their salvation.
And thank you for their salvation.
In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Some people say that they're not having sound, so you might want to check that.
Yeah, if you're having trouble out there, hit Control F5 to refresh your browser. Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
And now I want you to say, Satan.
Satan,
I renounce you.
I renounce you.
And bind all of your devils in me.
And bind all of your devils in me.
I bind all of the curses coming down my family line.
I bind all of the curses that are coming down to my family on my family line.
And I cage them up.
And I cage them up.
And I ask you, Lord.
And I ask you, Lord.
To deliver me, Jesus.
To deliver me, Jesus.
Now.
Now.
Now take a deep breath and just start coughing them all out.
We bind you.
Every
one. Come out in Jesus' name. Find a strong man.
Not one of them can stay.
From the gatekeeper, go in the cage, Jesus.
Not one of them can stay.
All spirits
everyone leave.
Find you. Come out.
Come out.
In the name of Jesus.
Come
close
out.
Close the third eye right now in Jesus' name.
Come out.
Come out.
Come
right
out.
Now in the name of Jesus.
We cut Kundalini's tail. We loose all the cords, the ties,
all
and the chains.
Weakened in Jesus'
and
name.
We command you to come out of the mind.
Be bound
we
up.
We cut
in Jesus.
Leviathan's heads and tails.
Loose her mind
in
her
Jesus
human spirit.
Name.
In Jesus' name.
We cut
right now.
Off rat spirits. We cut off snake spirits.
All Shiva spirits.
We cut
come
off
out in Jesus.
Viper spirits. We cut off monkey god spirits.
Come
every
out.
Devil,
oh,
500,000 million spirits. Are bound right now in that cage. Come out.
Break all witchcraft on both sides of the family, going back to Adam and Eve in Jesus' name.
Right, there goes
break all
Kundalini.
Curses on her.
There
come out right
Kundalini.
Now.
Kundalini, come on out.
Come out and go in
yes.
the cage, Kundalini.
Yes.
Father God, loose angels
come
out
there
and choke the demons out in
come
Jesus'
out.
Name.
Come
smite
out.
Them angels of God.
All of them. All the
come
hidden
out in Jesus'
snakes
name.
Come out. Everyone.
Be weakened
nothing
now,
can
spirits,
stay.
Right now. Be spoiled right
nothing
now in Jesus'
stay.
Name. Come out.
Sleepy spirits, lumbering spirits.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father God, pierce these spirits
hit
through
control
the arrows.
Five.
God, in Jesus' name.
Suzanne, in Jesus' name. Control five, in Jesus' name. Every one
amen.
Of you come out. Nothing to stay. Take a deep breath. Everyone. Now, I want you to cough them all out now in Jesus' name. Cough them out.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
All. Everyone. All.
Come out right now.
Nothing
in the name of Jesus.
Say. All. Everyone. Everything that's hanging on, we tear your claws off. We command that you loose yourself. Go into the cage and leave. All hiding spirits, get into that cage in the name of Jesus.
We bind all the
we
demons and avatars.
Fresh.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Out. The elephant God, come out in the name of Jesus. All of the spirits connected to Siva, come out. Everyone, all. All the goddesses and gods, come out. Nothing can stay. Everything. All. Everything named. Everything not named. All. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We give you glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 God. Praise the King. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We praise you, God. We praise you, Jesus.
Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spiritual blindness, come out. Worship of every idol. We bind you up right now. Come out. All idols. Everyone.
Come out and go in the cage.
Family spirits. Family idol worship.
Go hexes and vexes and curses and spells off of her right now.
All.
In Jesus'
nothing
name.
Nothing can stay. Everything.
All demons. We bind in Jesus'
everything.
Name. Loose her right now.
Necromancy, clairvoyance.
Break all ungodly soul ties right now in Jesus' name.
Yoga, come out.
All soul ties
passive
into us we break
spirits.
In Jesus' name.
Meditation, dreaming spirits, hallucinations, come out. Everyone, all familiar spirits and their entire roots are bound right now in the name of Jesus.
We bind Brahma and Ishvara and Vishnu and Shiva. We bind you. Come out in Jesus' name.
Come out.
Saraswati, Lakshima, Parvati, come out in Jesus' name.
Seducing spirit.
Krishna, Rama.
Unfaithfulness,
Ayapa,
adultery,
come out in Jesus'
spiritual
name.
Adultery, soul, body,
Varuna,
mind,
Andrew,
prostitution,
Agni.
Spirit.
Yes, come out in Jesus' name.
Attractions to fascinations of false prophets, seared conscious, deceived, wonders from the truth, fascinations to evil.
Any
produced,
soul
enticed.
Cut them right now in Jesus' name.
Family
thank
line
Jesus.
Spirits, 10 generations back, 10 generations forward. We bind you in the name of Jesus. The blood the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood.
The blood of Jesus,
the
we
blood,
you right now.
The blood. All of those religious avatar spirits, Hinduism, all of those Dasavatriya, all 10 principles of the avatar, Hinduism, come out. Everyone.
Looser in Jesus' name.
Thanks, Buck. In the name of Jesus.
Anything tied
all
into
of,
karma, we bind you. Come out in Jesus' name.
All of them. All of them.
All nirvana spirits. Looser in Jesus' name.
Every spirit.
Looser in Jesus' name.
Meditation. Come out. Everyone. All. Nothing can stay. Every religious divination spirit. Witchcraft spirit. A lot of people don't realize it, but Hindus also do witchcraft spirits. Mm. I heard that over there that in every building that's built, Kanka told me that that there's a human body in the cornerstone of it. And so we bind murdering spirits. We come against every spirit of
hallelujah.
Sacrifice.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
We spirit attack sacrifice. The mother goddess.
In the name of
Kali,
Jesus,
God and
come out.
Kamakia, we all bind you. Come out in Jesus' name.
Mind-binding spirit,
Jesus.
Come out. Come out. Witching spirit, water witching
God,
spirit, warlock spirit.
Rip out any foul spirit remaining in Jesus' name.
Zodiac, stargazing, horoscopes, fortune telling.
These spirits of tithe and metric, come out in Jesus' name.
Drug revelations. We command all of these
to
come out
all the foul spirits
in
right
the
now, name
of Jesus.
Name.
The blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood.
It's confusion
blood,
and blindness on these foul spirits
the blood,
in Jesus' name.
Thank
the blood.
Jesus.
The blood. Spirits of depression. Spirits
yes,
of dejection.
Thank you.
Suicide tendencies. Excessive mourning. Insomnia.
Mm.
Self-pity.
Yes.
Happiness. Sinner. Bruises
thank
and
you,
hurts.
Father.
Come out. All of you.
Thank
get
you,
out.
Jesus. Thank you.
Every one of you. Get out. Reverse.
Come
reverse
out in Jesus' name. All foul spirits. We bind you. Be weakened in Jesus' name.
Anything
Abaddon, came into the dream state, we bind you.
Come out.
Break all witchcraft off of her right now.
Reverse.
In Jesus' name.
Wounded spirits. Filthy minded spirits. Haters
thank
of
Jesus.
God.
Cut all silver cords attached to her
spirit.
That are demonic. All ley lines we cut in Jesus' name.
Evil action. We bind the Antichrist spirit. Every spirit that rises up against his teaching, we bind them in the name of Jesus. Denying the deity of Jesus, teachers of heresy, denies the atonement in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out.
Come out right now in the name of Jesus. You foul spirits, Lord rebuke you. Looser in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. Come out right now and go in the cage. Anything tied into a yoga sutra, come out right now in the name of Jesus.
Spiritual blindness, we bind you. Spiritual deafness. Spiritual suicide in the name of Jesus. Now, you cobra spirit of hypnotic trances, I bind you up, and I command you to come up and out of the spine.
Hallelujah.
Come out right now in the name of
cut
Jesus.
You away
angels
from
of God,
spine.
Chop the head off in Jesus'
just
name.
Come
right
up
now.
And come out of the mouth
come out.
Right now. Come out.
Put all the heads
come
off
out.
Of Leviathan.
Come
find
out.
You. Loose
come out.
In Jesus' name.
Here he comes. Come
pull
out.
The blood of Jesus down your throat.
Stop
right
him
now.
On
come
now.
Out. Right. Come out right now.
Every day.
All right of now. Come out, you foul spirits. Be weakened and spoiled right now. In Jesus' name. Come out right now.
You're in the cage in the name of Jesus. All of you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Father God, fill with your Holy Spirit fire.
The Holy Spirit fill you with fire right now, honey. Fill all of those empty places.
Yes, God.
Every empty place, God, from her head to her feet. Blow. Blow over her.
Oh,
blow
thank
over
you, Father.
In her. All around her.
Thank
the
you,
wall of fire.
Jesus.
And every
Lord,
spirit
Jesus.
go to the feet of Jesus right
to protect
now.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Now take one last cough and let the Holy Ghost burn the roots out right now. Everyone.
Your spirit right now. Completely in Jesus' name.
All the ley lines are broken. Everything. Silver cords are broken.
Those all chakras right now in Jesus' name.
All prayer powers broken in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hands and say, baptize me with your Holy Spirit. Overflow me. Start praising
me. Oh,
baptize
me, O Lord, with your Holy Spirit.
Feel.
And overfill me, Father.
That's right. Just keep praising me.
Thank
going.
You, Father.
Praise you, Jesus. I advise you to get into the Word of God, the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Go
mm-hmm.
up on miracleinternetchurch.com. Listen to mm-hmm. the sermons and the TV shows and listen mm-hmm. To the Lord, and
yes.
just stay very close to the Lord and stay close to this ministry. And call us if you need more prayer, but we want you to write testimonies to us and let us know how you're doing.
Amen, most definitely.
Amen.
God bless you.
Can I just...
yes.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, when you were casting out the spirits, yeah?
Yes.
You touched on them name by name. And I was just, I've been wondering for a good while now that I, from a child, I could never stay awake. I kept yawning. And I never understood it. Until my mother said to me that she was the same. She just kept yawning. And we were at a funeral a few weeks ago. And in the service, I actually counted that my mother, she yawned 37 times within like 25 minutes of
mm-hmm.
us being at the memorial. My question is that something demonic?
Yes, it can be. The Bible calls it a spirit of slumber. And in the name of Jesus, we break the power of slumber over you.
Okay,
and
my mother is a very hard
mom.
Okay. See, for slumber, I would class as being kind of like lethargic, don't want to do anything. But my mom's a very active person.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just questioning, I find myself, I could be listening to a sermon or I could be in church and I'll
mm-hmm.
yawn. And it's not the typical yawn of like when there's a lack of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
It might be
well, let's just bind that thing
spirit.
Up.
Yes.
We bind that yawning spirit up. And we command it to go into
Hallelujah.
The cage right
yes,
now.
Anything
and you get out of
yawning.
Her.
Bind
and
come
we
out.
Bind the yawning spirit up and cage it in her mama. Come out immediately.
Come out right now in the name of Jesus.
Just cough
Hallelujah.
It out.
Spirit of sloth or slumber.
Cough it out.
Leviathan, we bind
Every
you. Come out in the name of Jesus. Father
cough
God, loose the angels go in there. Cut the 12 heads off of Leviathan right
Jesus
now in Jesus'
name.
Come out right now.
Oh, yes.
Come out in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Thank you, wonderful Father.
Drag it out, angels of God.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Jesus.
In Jesus'
fill
name.
Fill those empty places, Lord.
Come out right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in agreement right now. We come in agreement for your mother. We bind the strong man in her. And we cage up any foul spirits operating in her. We command them to go in the cage
Hallelujah.
Right now. We bind Leviathan in her. We bind, again, the strong man and gatekeeper. Any foul spirits operating in her, go into the cage right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pour the blood
Thank
of
Jesus
over her, and we ask God that you send the Holy Spirit to bring her to your Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes, yeah. and that's right. Yawning can be a sign of deliverance, of demons coming out of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think that if she's just yawning, the mama isn't saved, so it's a spirit activating in the mom, probably to divert her from hearing truth when she's sitting where people are
talking
certain things the devils don't want her to hear.
That's
we also
right.
bind any spirits of Tourette's right now in the name of Jesus. Loose them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, how did you touch on the Tourette's, Mr. Omega Man?
Right now, again, we bind any foul spirit of Tourette's. Loose her right
no,
now.
No, but how did, what made you say the word Tourette's?
I was given a... I was
word
given
of
a tip.
Knowledge. Why are you interested? Why
because
do you,
I do actually
are,
have Tourette's.
All right. Well, the Lord showed him that, so let's get rid of it.
We
you
bind
go for it, big man.
of Tourette's right now. We rebuke you, you foul spirits of infirmity. Tourette's, we bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus and go in the cage. The blood of Jesus
it's
on you right now.
Cough and cough it out.
Be weakened in Jesus'
come
name.
Come out of her.
Come out right now.
Come out of her.
Tourette's,
come out of
her now in the name of Jesus.
Right now.
Any foul spirit of infirmity.
Right now.
Loose her in Jesus' name. Be healed right now, Tourette's, in Jesus' name.
Every one of you.
Be healed in Jesus' name of any infirmity.
Every one of you. Now, you see, that's how you know this is supernatural, because she didn't tell Omega Man that, and the Lord gave him the discerning that she had that.
The Lord gave actually, yeah, the Lord gave a fellow listener, the discernment. We have a lot of people out there that are listening, that are praying for the people that call in, and God will give them a word of knowledge. So we praise God for that tip right there.
and see, that's your chat room entering in with us,
yes.
doing the work with us. They're praying for us. They're cheering for the people.
Mm-hmm.
They're excited about what God's doing. They know it's not us. They know it's the anointing. And they know Jesus is right here in the midst of us as we're working with the people. And so it was a word of knowledge from somebody from the chat room.
Absolutely.
That just excites me.
And the Lord has given another word. We bind right now any spirit associated with Intaza, we bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ and go in the cage. Any other foul spirits trying to hide, we bind you. Come out.
Come out.
In the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. Angels of God, go in there and drag them out in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
God. Amen. And we bind all of them up that's left. Any left.
Right.
We cage you, all hiding spirits, and ask the Holy Ghost to just go ahead and burn the rest of them out. Take a deep cough and cough all of them hiding. Come out.
Yes, Father God. Loose your angels go and hook them and drag them out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come out with it.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Confusion, religious spirits, everything. Spiritual blindness. Yes, I'm on the...
We command any foul spirits right there remaining to look over at Jesus that's standing by her right now. Get on your knees and come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. No more playing around. We command you to come out. We revoke your power in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Everyone. Now, each time you do that, breathe in the Holy Ghost to fill that empty place. Fill that empty place in Jesus' name. Omega Man, could you get them to pray? Alex just got back. His girlfriend had broken her leg, and he says it's broken, so would y'all all pray for her?
Absolutely. We certainly will. And Chris, thank you so much for calling. God bless you. And
thank you.
Send us an email. We'd love to hear this testimony. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Take care. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
Dr. Pat, so Alex... took his girlfriend to the hospital. What did the doctor say?
Twisted it and broke it.
Twisted and broke it, okay. And I want to thank Sister Lynn out there for getting that word of knowledge for this caller.
Amen.
So that is what it's about, folks. We need everybody joining together. And if the Lord gives you a word, then instant message us. The more information we got, the better. It's working. working together as a team. Mm-hmm. And so right now we lift up Alex's girlfriend. I'm asking people out there to pray with us right now.
Name
for her.
Shannon.
Her name is Shannon. Praise God. Yeah. We're asking you to pray for Shannon. And we're lifting up her ankle right now that she stepped into a hole and twisted it and broke it, the doctor is saying. Mm-hmm. So right now, Father God, in agreement with the believers out there and Dr. Pat and Alex, we lift up Shannon right now, and we're asking God that you loose your healing power right now to go down into that ankle. We apply the blood of Jesus to her ankle. Word says that through his stripes we are healed. So we command healing right now to go into the ligaments, to the bone. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Command all inflammation to go away in Jesus' name. We decree speedy recovery to her ankle in the name of Jesus Christ. God,
Amen.
Make her whole right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pray, be healed. Amen.
Amen. Wonderful show you got going here tonight, Omega Man.
Well, we give Jesus Christ the praise.
You've got a
good
crowd.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is a great crowd tonight.
Yeah, not
see,
only a
got...
great crowd, interested. I even saw our little friend up there giving us information tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lynn.
We've got
Set the Captives Free. Was covering our back there and praying, and the Lord, Holy Spirit gave us some discernment. We've got 62 people in the chat room live. This is a big turnout tonight.
Every week.
Praise
every
God.
Week.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, amen. We've got, we've got Zoe Mortal, Wild Olive, Suzanne, Set the Captives Free. We go down the list. Rhonda Nelson, Psalm 41, Nayla 999. We've
and
got Marcus.
Buck.
We've got Buck Wilds.
Buck gave us some information tonight.
Praise God for Buck.
Yeah, amen.
Quiz of Jack. We've got many guests that I don't have names. Fighting for My Kids, Esther Smith. Ephesians 6:1:1, Cry Out to Jesus. Denny's, which is getting ready to go to Venezuela. We got Bill Pringle. Praise God for Bill. Amy C. We've got a couple more here. For Donald, American Voter, and M. Loving Him. And if I missed your name, well, God bless you for turning out tonight. Dr. Pat, give out your contact information, how people can get a hold of you and get a hold of the ministry and the deliverance materials that you have.
Yes, you can find me at patholiday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com, and you can find ebooks up there. You can find the Witch Doctor and the Man Under the Sea listed up there. There's about 80 ebooks up there that you can read. Books on deliverance, spiritual warfare, prayer, intercession. All kinds of wonderful things. There's even a testimony of me up there when I was about 6 months old, baby Christian, going over to Israel where the Lord anointed the ministry. And actually, it happened in a Catherine Kuhlman ministry back in the 70s. And the Lord used the ministry to... bring 25 different Jewish men into the kingdom with me praying and speaking to them in their language.
Praise God.
Well, I don't know Hebrew or whatever they speak, but they would get saved whenever the Lord would lead me to them. I would open my mouth to pray for them. And they would answer me, and there would be a conversation going on. And then I'd put my hand on their head, and I'd feel the fire and the anointing come out of my hand. And you can tell when somebody receives the Holy Ghost. And so one night I was praying, and I said, Lord, what am I saying to those people? He said, you're saying, the Lord thy God loves you and hates the devil. If you want Jesus in your heart, ask the woman to touch you on the head. She has Jesus in her hands.
Yes.
And there were about 25 men that he specifically chose out of the crowds of different people at different places. And it's such a wonderful supernatural testimony. It was the first book that I'd ever attempted to write.
Holiday for the King?
Yes, it may not be as written as well as I write now, but it's so interesting to see how God loves people, and all he needs is a vessel that's willing to go forth in his name, and he will do the work if we'll yield our spirit to his cause.
Amen. And we've got about 20 minutes remaining, but before we go to the next call, Dr. Pat, give out your contact number and also tell people how they can order your e-books.
Okay. My contact number is 904-733-8318. Now, my phone number has been out of order for about a week, and they're supposed to come this week and fix it, so hopefully they will. And you can just go up on either one, patholiday.com or miracleinternetchurch.com, under e-books, and you can order the e-books one by one, or you can order 40 at a time for $200. 40
hey,
books
at a
time.
That's a good deal.
And also they can donate into our ministry. We
yes.
have a little tiny church here where we take care of the poor, and the people come to us are usually people that have nothing, to be honest with you. But we cast their devils out and love on them. And also, we believe that God wants to bring forth this radio ministry worldwide. And so we're up on another step. And on Omega Man, he has, not only does he have a web page, but he, don't you have something up there where they can give toward making this particular dream come true?
Yeah, we built a page. It's called The Money Bomb. We took the advice of Alex Jones and what they did to raise some money for their new studio. We said, that's a great idea. Let's try it for the Deliverance Ministry. So if you go to megamanradio.com/moneybomb, that's M-O-N-E-Y-B-O-M-B, you'll see a little tower and our progress thus far. And if you hit the donate button, anything that you give will go right towards getting us into some new territories over the airwaves. And, you know, supporting the Deliverance Ministry, folks, is so important. You know, Dr. Pat doesn't just do radio. She's got a physical church in Jacksonville, one of the last outposts in the state of Florida that I know of that do deliverance. And, you know, if you looked at the whole nation as a whole, maybe there's, 10 ministries that I've located for about 300 million Americans. That's not a lot of people out there willing to put themselves on the front lines. And you know, what we all need to do is receive great teaching like this from Dr. Pat so we can learn and get strong, and then we can go out there and start attacking the enemy and start with our families and take over our neighborhoods and our cities and our states. And we've got that power through Jesus Christ, but we need the knowledge to do it, and my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That's what we're trying to do, expand the knowledge here about what the Word says and what Jesus gave us with the keys of the kingdom. You know, Dr. Pat, it's like if you have a car but you don't have the keys, you're not going to be able to take it down the road.
Well,
or if you have a house and you don't have the keys to get in the front door, you're likely not to get in unless you broke through the window. But the point is Jesus gave us keys that unlocks the power to tread on the serpents and scorpions and take back this territory that Satan has stole from us all. And so we don't have to sit there and be victimized anymore, and we don't have to fear. It's like one person gave an analogy, you know, maybe our reaction is if you saw a mouse run into your kitchen, you know, you start screaming and jump up on the tables, you know, and you get terrorized by this little mouse. Actually, it should be the mouse that's terrorized because we're so much bigger. We should step on that mouse and squash it. And, you know, we're so much bigger than Satan, we can squash on him and tread on him in Jesus' name. So we don't need to fear. Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
Well, you know, I was thinking of Ghana, Bishop Kenko's church, when you were speaking of that, of these wonderful things that we can do. And, of course, he has a worldwide ministry, but he's also bishop over many churches over there in Africa. And he leads some 30,000 Africans as bishop. But at the same time, he has a wife. And the interesting story about Evelyn Kanko is that she's a mother of three children.
Yes.
And she's a princess. Her father was Muslim mayor of Comanche. And so whenever she met Bishop Kanko, she was attending a college as a young lady there, and she was blind. And some of the college students said, you know, there's a man at the Full Gospel, and he's doing miracles. Why don't y'all bring her over? And so they brought Evelyn over, and he cast the devils out of her, and God opened her eyes. And then God spoke to him and said, Vagelis, this is going to be your wife. Well, the interesting thing about Evelyn Kanko is that she has developed, the last I heard, was more than 600 churches.
Wow.
And she's a mighty, powerful woman of God. And in addition to opening up those churches for the little natives over there, she is an expert at ministering to the Muslims, and she gets a lot of Muslims into the kingdom. I remember when her mother and her grandmother came over one day, and I woke up in the morning and I heard them talking out on the back porch. And when I went out there, the grandmother was like 80 years old, and the mother was probably in her 60s. And both of them had gotten saved, but they had not received the Holy Spirit. And the mother, I asked them if they wanted to receive the Holy Ghost, and they said yes. And the grandmother was bent over to her waist, like the woman in the Bible. And so I put my hand on them and took authority over the Muslim spirit. And the grandma just immediately sprung up straight, and they both began to praise God in a new language. And so, you know, to be honest with you, God's real. And so their church in Africa, in Ghana, is not lacking of excitement, people coming, because Africans know the reality of demonology, idolatry, and devils, and Satan. And when they get saved, they run to Jesus because they come out of such darkness, and most of them stay saved. In America, they see God moving in such a dramatic way, and then they open their dumb mouths and they'll say, ho-hum, that's of the devil. Jesus doesn't do things like that. Binding and loosening is of the devil. I never heard of stuff like this. And grumble, grumble, yakety yak. And the next thing you know, they have fallen away from the Lord and taken an army of people with them. You see, we have to recognize that Jesus is alive, and that if his ministry cast one third of the devils out when he walked on the earth, he still wants to do like he did when he was on this earth.
Amen.
Set the captives free from the powers of darkness. So stand with us and tell the people about these shows, and invite them to come, and
yes,
send links on your email address and put them up on your web page and on your Facebook and on your other places, and say, look, you need to get in on this because God is moving. Now,
yes,
God's moving when you see a Hindu lady get healed and freed like you did tonight, and see another night a witch get free, another night a woman get free with devils who are coming in and raping her at nighttime. This is the will and the power of God. No matter what anybody's saying, turn them off. If they're not telling you the truth, turn them off. Don't listen to it.
Amen.
Because, yes, shapeshifters are real, by the way. And sometimes we'll talk about these things, but not tonight. So are clones, and so are Goyans, and so are all kinds of things that you'll learn about. But you'll learn about them from God's point of view,
yes.
Not UFO testimonies of people being taken up in the spaceship and being raped by devils. We want to know the truth here.
Absolutely.
And we want to know that God is able to protect us. Amen?
Amen to that. And the truth is, these UFOs, folks, are fallen angels and demonic spirits, which masquerade as angels of light. And you need to rebuke those if they come into your room in the name of Jesus and take authority over them. You do not need to be taken up into a spaceship or raped. Bind them in Jesus' name. We have about 10 minutes remaining. We've got time for one more call. Let's go to the line here. You're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday. Thank you for waiting. Hello there. Can you hear us? Yes. Go ahead. Got a caller, I believe, calling in from Las Vegas or Nevada. You're on the air with Dr. Pat.
Oh, hi there.
Yes.
Okay, this is Paul Pilgrim.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good.
Oh, Paul, my friend. I love you.
Yeah, I was just calling because I really feel an alliance with this ministry, and you know, and I want to be able to help this out any way I can. You know,
well,
we used
about
to do
your,
this kind.
You have a website, and I know you have a lot of great deliverance material up there, including Dr. Pat's. How do people get in contact with you?
Well, that's just remnantradio.org or remnantresources.org, either one. I try to keep everything in one place. But, you know, we used to do this kind of stuff the old hard way with lots of equipment and lots of expensive equipment. And this Blog Talk Radio sure makes things easy and nice. I really am impressed with it. It's a good venue. Maybe you can work that in. I don't know if you can work that in with WWCR at all on a live basis. Probably not. Everything's pre-recorded with them, right?
Well, now you can do pre-recorded or you can do live stream.
We just
got to figure out how to hook up the mixing board. Working on that now,
but it can be done. Let me know if you want me to give a look at it. You're in Las Vegas, Shannon?
No, I'm actually in Georgia. But I have a brother in the Las Vegas area. But if you'll email me, I'd love to get in contact with you. You may be able to give me some information on what I need to do to get this setup done.
All right. Well, that's one thing I wanted to cover. The coconut oil was mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Coconut oil is one of God's miracles, in my opinion, as far as miracle foods. The coconut is one of those perfect foods. You know, there are several of them. Avocado is one, coconut is one. If you're going to recommend that, the thing to buy is virgin coconut oil. It's got to be virgin coconut oil. You can buy it on eBay. It's expensive. It's about $100 a gallon. You can buy it in less than that. But if it isn't expensive, it's probably not the good stuff.
Right.
But
that's right.
It's the virgin coconut oil that's the good stuff. You can buy coconut oil down at Walmart, but that stuff won't be any good. So there's a difference. It doesn't have to be in capsules. It's good for you. It's good to cook with, everything. Anyway, I didn't want to spend a lot of time on that. I have to admit, Pat, that I've been a kind of a skeptic of this whole thing of coughing demons out.
Yes.
And I've heard this for years. I've heard probably a half a dozen deliverance ministers do this over the years. You know, I've skirted around deliverance ministries for 38 years now, so it's, you know, I've seen a lot of them. And I've really never quite you know, got the got believed in it, you know, about coughing out spirit like that. And but you know something, I've been listening for the last 3 weeks now live, and every time you do deliverance on the air, I start coughing.
Oh my goodness!
There's something, yeah. There's something going on, and I know that I need help. And so I would like for you and Bruce to pray for me, if you would. I don't understand it, but you know what? We all need deliverance. And I've come to this point that I don't believe that there's a person out there who doesn't need it.
Amen.
I think just about everybody needs to be cleaned out. And
yes.
And so even though I've been under the hand of other deliverance ministers, no one's ever spotted demons in me before, let's put it that way. But you know what? They hide.
Yes.
And they hide in measures that we can't see them or others can't see them. And so, but I know there's something in there because I feel like coughing most of the time when you guys are on the air.
Well,
we're
going to
pray for you right now. Go ahead,
Brother Pilgrim. I know just not too very long ago, your wife went to be with the Lord. And one of the things that happens in that type of a situation, even sometimes we know the Lord and we trust him and we know where they're going, but we miss them so much until a spirit of grief will come upon you. And let's just minister along those levels with you tonight, because I know that you are a wonderful man of God, because you've been like one of the men in my life now for several years. And sometimes if I make a mistake, Paul's right on the phone and saying, Pat, that's not right, and he'll help me. So I know the depth of this man, and I'm just overwhelmed that he called. So I'll minister about the wife, and then if Brother Shannon ministers, that'll be good too.
Go ahead. No, I said just whatever you feel led to, because I don't know.
Okay. Father, we thank you for our beloved brother. We thank you for his ministry, God, and his great commitment to your cross. And Father, he desires that people be set free. And his desire is to get the word out, God. And we just cover him with the blood of Jesus from the head of his toes to the feet, Lord. And we lift him up tonight to the throne. And we take authority over any spirits that have come of grieving. It's okay to love the wife and everything, God. But sometimes spirits will take advantage of those things. And we take authority over grieving spirits, and we bind them, and we cage those things up right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we take authority of the spirits of loneliness, and we bind those spirits at the same time. Every rejecting spirit is bound. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will minister to our brother directly after the show and until we hear from him again. And we command those devils to leave right now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. The blood of the Lamb. Come out.
In Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus
is
against
you.
The blood of Jesus. Come up and out. Come
up. All foul spirits.
Come up. The blood. The blood.
In the name of Jesus, be
weakened
right now.
The blood of his mind.
Bound up in Jesus' name.
Wounded spirit, God.
Come out.
We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we agree that you're walking with him and that you will bring him a new mate, God, a wonderful woman of God. In Jesus' name. We go forth. Omega Man.
Yes, right now we take authority over any foul spirit. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the strong man, the gatekeeper. Any foul spirit, depression. You foul spirits will come in through loneliness, despair. The Lord rebuke you. Any foul spirits operating in him, we command you to be bound up, be weakened in the name of Jesus. Come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Pour the blood of Jesus over you right now.
Blood of the Lamb. We give you
break
glory.
All witchcraft curses that have been sent against you.
We command
break all hexes and vexes.
Curses
and spells.
Command
them to lift off right now.
All ties.
In the name of
everything
Jesus
coming against his body.
Break all ungodly soul ties right now in Jesus' name.
Every devil that comes
to any foul spirits trying to attack his finances,
in the name
his body,
of Jesus,
his property, we rebuke
call
you
back
Jesus
everything
name.
That belongs to him.
By the blood of Jesus to him and his house, his vehicle,
hallelujah. Every
equipment in the name of Jesus.
Loose him in Jesus' name.
I put a hedge of protection around him
the blood
in the name of
Jesus.
Loose ministering angels to him right now, Father God.
Blood of the Lamb.
Fill him with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we bind any strange women away from him. You've got
yes.
the woman that you have for him.
Yes,
we
God.
Forbid
Amen.
The devil to send him any strange woman.
Yes,
and Father,
hallelujah.
God, we put the blood
glory
of Jesus between her and or them and him.
Glory
and
God.
You produce his mate,
hallelujah.
God.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. And we'll stand
yes,
in agreement
Jesus,
with him. In
oh,
the name of
God.
Jesus.
Yes, Father.
We thank
Jesus
you,
name.
God, that you said that you would
thank
give
you,
us the desires of our hearts. And his desire is to serve you with a woman of God by his side. And, Father
yes,
God,
amen.
We ask that you fill
hallelujah.
All of those empty places.
Yes,
just
yes,
take a
Jesus.
Deep breath.
Hallelujah.
Just let him wash over you from your head
hallelujah.
To your feet. Oh, glory.
Yes, fill
yes,
Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise
yes,
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank
Lord
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
God.
Yes, I want to tell the people that are listening that Brother Paul has one of the largest collections of music
yes.
from the 70s
wow.
when the Great Revival came rolling through. And some of the greatest songs from the hippies and the drug addicts came through during that time when they had a personal experience with the Lord. And so
yes.
you might want to go over and look under his music ministry and
give that website
find
out
some
again.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Paul.
It's Remnant. That's R-E-M. N-A-N is a Nancy, A-N-T, like the remnant of God, remnantresources.org.
And we have a connection on our webpage, and maybe you can put one up on yours.
Amen.
Omega Man.
Amen, Paul. Send me an email with a link, and I'm going to put that up on the website.
Oh, okay, and I'll now that you've done that, I guess I'll have to try to spruce that up a little bit, make it a little more user-friendly.
Well, he's got yours up on his, Omega Man.
Oh, praise God.
Yes,
well, we're going to do a cross-link for you.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Folks, go over there and check
feel,
out his
I
website.
I feel like we're allied in purpose between the three of us, and I would, you know, I just I'm not asking for you to support me, but I know you will, but I'm here to support you guys. I just, you know, this is a happening thing that the Lord has put together, And I want to do whatever I can for it. That's for sure. So.
Amen. God is
God bless
so
you, Paul.
Wonderful.
This is so exciting. This is a new move of God that you know that we haven't seen before, in my opinion. I you know just because of the venue of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree.
And,
I've never seen since I've been in the ministry 35 years. I've never seen the Lord just cast devils out over the air like he's doing with us.
Praise God.
No, I've never seen it either.
And that's, you've been in longer than I have, I think, Paul.
No, but not as intense as you have for the most part.
But pretty intense. He puts up with some of my articles over there too, guys. Sometimes I write an article and I say, gosh, I hope Pilgrim doesn't bounce me off the air because it's so hot.
Well, I get, you know, Pat, we take flack from a lot of unbelievers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get it and you get it. And, you know, we get the Pharisee spirits all the time, you know, that try to attack us. Well, that's not biblical or whatever, you know.
Yeah, and the woman thing probably gets you at times.
Oh, yeah, of course, you know. And for me to stand with a woman, you know, that's like this, of course, you know, they don't like that, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not going to get
that's nothing but a that's a foul spirit in them that does not want to be kicked out.
Absolutely.
Paul, do you know that he's going to have Steve Quayle on after this?
Oh, I saw that in there. I didn't realize it was coming on after, no.
In fact,
yeah,
and
he was on there last week, too.
Yeah, I heard the previous,
If there's anybody who did...
It's a great show last week because he gives some of his testimony.
Oh, yes.
And several people have gotten saved over the fact of his testimony.
Oh, praise
so
the Lord. Hallelujah.
If you didn't listen to it last week, listen last week and listen tonight.
Amen.
Oh, I listened to last week's. It was very good.
Yeah, very, very interesting and good.
Okay.
Well,
hello.
God bless you, my brother. And give out your website one more time.
RemnantResources.org.
Thank you for calling in. And may the Lord richly bless you, Paul.
Thank you, brother. Take care. Okay,
Paul.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks,
oh,
I have run out of time. That was a fantastic.
Yeah.
It's been a fantastic show. Praise God and Jesus Christ for showing up tonight. Because if they didn't show up, folks, nothing would happen. And if you missed the program, it'll be available on MP3. I must say goodnight to everyone. Dr. Pat, give out your contact information one more time.
PatHolliday.com. And Miracle Outreach MiracleInternetMinistries.com, and my telephone number is 904.
MiracleInternetChurch.com.
Yeah, that's it.
And give your phone number up.
733-8318.
Again, 904-733-8318. 8318.
And the webpage, PatHolliday.com.
PatHolliday.com. Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
It's such a blessing tonight.
Listen,
I
was really blessed.
Just seeing the Hindu lady delivered was just fantastic.
Amen. And this was, we had over 350 people listening live. The chat room was packed out. God bless you, folks, and we'll see you again next Saturday night with Dr. Pat Holliday. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Stay tuned. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.